On Binghamton University Week, going back to the office can be challenging. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ken McLeod, professor of systems science, explores.
With the majority of Americans now vaccinated against COVID-19, many who have been working from home over the past year or so are now heading back into their offices. Adjusting to new routines is challenging, but it can affect our health and wellness as well. As a biomedical engineer, I study how physical factors influence human health. This includes electromagnetic fields, gravitational fields, and thermal effects. My colleagues and I have shown that living or working in too cool of an environment for extended time periods can result in depressed core body temperature. Low core body temperature affects how fast we burn calories and so commonly leads to weight gain. As importantly, low core body temperature prevents your immune system from functioning efficiently, putting you at a much greater risk of succumbing to a cold, flu, or other infection. This is why changing your physical environment can substantially alter the way your body works and impact both your health and fitness. If you're gaining weight and aren't sure why, or regularly catching colds or the flu, check the thermostat where you live or work. Most offices tend to be kept near 70 degrees Fahrenheit. That's a reasonable temperature if you're quite active in your job, but not so reasonable if you're sitting all day long in front of a computer. There's a good reason why so many of your coworkers are always complaining of being cold. But it's not just uncomfortable, it's not healthy. The correct room temperature is where you are comfortable, not too hot, not too cold. That's generally between 72 degrees and 81 degrees Fahrenheit at moderate humidity. But it may range as low as 65 degrees or as high as 85 degrees. If you don't have control over your thermostat, thanks to new technologies, you still have a variety of options besides wearing a coat all day long. But however you achieve it, do your best to stay comfortably warm in your workplace.
That was Ken McLeod of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.